This is Margaret Francis. Now, Margaret, you weren't actually based here at Bletchley Park.
No, I wasn't based at Bletchley. I was based at Gayhurst after training at Eastcote.
Okay, and what were you training in?
P5, they called it. And we didn't know what we were going to do until we volunteered for it, so we were very brave. My husband always said, never volunteer for anything in the service when I went in. But I did, and I'm glad I did, because I had a great time. I had a wonderful time in the ring. I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
And your husband was in the service as well, wasn't he?
He was in the army, and he went to North Africa and Africa. He'd been to Dunkirk, so he really, and he hated the army. But he was in it from the age of 19 because he was in the territorial, so he got called up right away when war broke out. He had nightmares about it all his life.
Wow.
And he used to wake up thinking, surely my number has come up now. Remember the numbering system? And he said, oh, I'm so glad to be awake.
were you able to be in contact with him at all? Were you able to write letters?
Yeah, we wrote letters, but sometimes they got delayed. And it was, I think, 6 weeks before he got any of mine, and I had written hundreds. He got a big bag, and he had to put them all by date, because he was in hospital.
Yeah.
He had malaria, he had dysentery, he had yellow jaundice, he had erysipelas, he had a scorpion bite. And I thought, they're going to send him home because he's no good being over there. But they didn't. I guess they figured he'd had everything. And
if he survived that, then he was going indestructible.
From hospital to hospital. He was getting discharged from one hospital, and they found he had something else wrong with him. So he went to another hospital. So it was a long time before I got... And he thought I'd forgotten him, I think, poor soul.
And were you able to talk about what you were doing to him in those letters?
No,
or was there a danger that was going to be found?
He didn't know until 30 years later what I did. We had to sign the Official Secret Act when we came out of the service, threatening us with jail. And I was young enough to believe that they would actually do it.
So you couldn't even tell your husband?
He never asked, funnily enough, when I think... I've never thought about it before, but he never asked me. But funnily enough, he was up on the mountains in Italy taking down the messages that were sent to Bletchley that we were decoding, but he didn't know he had anything to do with Enigma. He'd never heard of it when I was able to tell him about it.
What sort of work were you doing at P5?
I was on the bomb. Turin bomb. I was operating the bomb. Yeah, it got a little boring. We did ask for a transfer. A couple of us wanted to transfer to the Japanese. We thought that would be a change from the German. And we happened to volunteer about 2 weeks before D-Day. And we had this awful officer, boy, she was an old battle axe, come and interview us. Her name was Zupinger. And funnily enough, she came to one of the reunions. And I went to her and I said, you were really mean to me. And she said, I wasn't. I said, yes, you were. She told us that we were unpatriotic because we were putting in for a transfer after D-Day. We said, we didn't know D-Day was coming. We had no idea D-Day was so close. So anyway, we didn't get transferred, but we stayed.
What did you know about what you were doing? How much context was there?
Well, we used to get lectures. That was all. And they would tell us, like, they'd tell us we'd sunk the Scharnhorst, that we had discovered where they were. We sent a recce plane over so that the Germans saw the recce plane and thought that is how they'd been discovered. I mean, we had to do everything so that the Germans didn't know how we were getting the information. And we got Rommeld. We were the ones who won the battle there, Tobruk.
And did you know about that at the time then?
So but after they'd come and lecture and say you were responsible because you knew where all the... Our code decoding gave you out where all the supplies were coming in on the trains. And we sent recce planes out again all over the place. And just bombed all the supplies. So when he was without supplies, he had to surrender. But he was the better general, let's face it. He was better. I mean, Montgomery was an absolute ass. My husband couldn't stand him. And Alexander was a little bit better, but they weren't good generals compared to Rommel. I mean, I think he was a fabulous general. I really do. And he should have won that war. But, you know, great. My husband, funnily enough, had as a customer Jasper Maskelyne, and he was a magician.
Oh, sure.
Do you remember him?
I know. I've read about him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, he was wonderful. He used to tell us how he used to he made planes so that they thought we had more planes.
You met Maskelyne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've met him two or three times. Yeah.
And, fantastic.
Fantastic man. Yeah. And how they put tanks. So Rommel thought they had it in all camouflage, blown up tanks. Yeah, he was a master of camouflage. And he was a very interesting man, obviously, you know.
So how long after the war was it that you were kind of reunited with your husband?
And 2 years and 9 months after the war. Well, after I went in the Wrens.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years and 9 months before I saw him again. And I got out under the marriage